This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, March 11th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll get a glimpse into the world of financing college education. Reporter James Rupert will have a report from member station WIUM in Macomb. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana that's a bit chillier for a few days. But first, a look at today's news. A week from today, Governor Pat Quinn will outline his budget plan for the state. It will likely include trimming new state employees' pension plans, changing the tax code, and making what Quinn admits will be painful cuts. Amanda Vinicky gives this preview.
Since Quinn took over as governor about 6 weeks ago, there's been a lot of speculation about how he'll deal with Illinois' budget. It's a major undertaking. He inherited what some estimates pegged to be a $9 billion deficit. But Quinn promises he'll balance it. For years, Illinois expanded programs, but Quinn's doing the reverse.
We have to cut costs in the budget. That's really the number one focus. The first thing you do is look for every opportunity to economize and save money for the taxpayers.
Quinn says he's been staying up until 1 o'clock in the morning thinking of ways to scale back. He says the result is going to leave lawmakers with tough choices. Quinn didn't rule out layoffs, but he has indicated he won't be trimming much, if any, in education or health care spending. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, the governor is pursuing a two-tiered state pension system to save money on the budget. The governor says he's looking at the possibility of giving fewer pension benefits to new state employees. The pensions of existing workers would stay untouched. Quinn says right now, state workers get better retirement benefits than the average taxpayer. He says future teachers and other government employees would not turn down jobs just because the pension benefits are reduced.
I mean, in this day and age, just think about it. If somebody said, well, we have a pretty decent job here with a pretty good pension plan, it's not a gold-plated one, but it's a pretty decent one. Would you like this job today? Well, most people, young people, coming into the workforce would say, yes, I will. I'd like a J-O-B.
State pension obligations cost Illinois billions of dollars a year. Quinn's idea would require an agreement with the employees' unions. They have protested pension reductions in the past and are bound to again. Meantime, Illinois State Treasurer Alexi Janulius is pushing a proposal to merge the state's five pension boards under one agency. He says the plan would save millions of dollars a year on administrative costs, but critics say the switch would cost more money in the short term. The committee of the Illinois Senate has rejected a proposal to give Illinoisans the right to carry concealed weapons. Senate Bill 1976 would allow county sheriffs to issue concealed carry permits to qualified gun owners. The idea was voted down by members of the Senate Public Health Committee, which is dominated by Chicago area lawmakers. State Senator John Jones, a Mount Vernon Republican who sponsored the proposal, said he wasn't surprised by the rejection given the makeup of the panel. Concealed carry efforts have long been supported by downstate lawmakers, but opposed by Chicago area lawmakers. The Senate's actions makes passage of three similar bills making their way to the Illinois House doubtful. Jones says even if those proposals win House approval, they likely go nowhere in the Senate. Illinois' cash flow problems are causing headaches for local health care providers. The state is waiting months to pay local agencies. Diana Canobi is with the Heritage Behavioral Health Center in Macon County. She says her facility last received a state check in December. Before that time, it was early fall. Canobi says the delays force her to juggle expenses.
Well, I mean, you start to worry, can I make payroll? Can I, you know, you start looking at vendor checks and, you know, which ones can you pay? Which ones can you pay a smaller portion maybe than you've paid in the past and all those kinds of things, yeah.
Canobi says she might need to borrow money and pay interest just to cover her costs. Illinois' comptroller says part of the dilemma is Illinois fails to fully fund Medicaid, leading to a budget shortfall each year. He supports legislation that would require a more accurate financial plan. Employee unions at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus say administrators have jumped the gun with talk of layoffs and unpaid furloughs. And groups like AFSCME and the Service Employees International Union say the university has repeatedly made decisions without their input. Despite a bleak economic picture, the unions cite recent comments from Governor Quinn of a slim recession, if any, from the U of I. They're also holding out hope of money from a possible state income tax hike and funds from the federal economic stimulus package. Jenny Barrett is with the Association of Academic Professionals.
Why are unions threatened with layoffs? and below cost of living rates? And why are jobs being reorganized? I agree it's prudent to have a contingency plan, but it should be just that, a contingency plan. After all, the definition of contingent means is likely but not certain to happen.
AFSCME Local 698 President Jim McGuire says the U of I should wait until it has more information to make an informed decision. He says the university has already tried to lay off some of his workers, saying administrators have an agenda to cut staff. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy, meanwhile, says considering the state of the economy, the university couldn't act too early to develop contingency plans. And he contends that President Joseph White and Provost Linda Katehi have communicated well with various employee groups on campus. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. A college education can be considered part of the American dream. However, financing it has become some students' nightmare. Illinois Public Radio's James Rupert reports.
Ask college students what they want to do for a career, and you'll hear a variety of answers.
I want to be a second grade teacher.
I want to be a DEA agent.
I want to be an on-air radio personality.
However, those dreams are being put in jeopardy due to the economic crisis. Since banks' credit has diminished or disappeared, student loans have become harder to find and more expensive to obtain. College students already strive to achieve high test scores, but strong credit scores are becoming just as important.
What's going on, Josh?
Not too much. How's it going?
On the 10th floor of Higgins Hall at Western Illinois University, one student dealing with the credit crunch is Josh Ely. He's a sophomore majoring in law enforcement and justice administration. Ely's lender since he began college has been Sallie Mae. It is the nation's leading provider of student loans. As the nation's economy began to tumble, Ely began to see some changes with Sallie Mae.
The beginning of the fall semester, they denied me the amount of money I asked for, and I had to come out of my pocket. I asked for $10,000, they only gave me $7,000.
Ely says this money would have paid for university fees and books. Despite receiving a smaller loan than expected, he managed to put together enough money for this year.
Well, we had to empty our savings, which was going to be used for emergency cases if the economy got worse.
Ely is especially nervous because after this year, community college will no longer be an option. He also worries whether he will be able to receive money from other lenders.
Their interest rates are higher and they're variable. They move with the state of the economy and the way things are right now. It can be anywhere from 12 to 13% interest.
On the other hand, government-provided aid is in better shape than private lending. Andy Davis is executive director of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. He says federal and state lending and grant programs are feeling the pressure, but this has not forced them to cut loans to students.
It's safe to say that the money has come through. It involves some creativity and some heavy lifting, but by and large, to the best of my knowledge, and the students are all getting loans and grants that they were supposed to get.
Davis says this credit crisis hit the capital lenders even earlier than it did for Josh Ely.
Our ability to go to the capital markets and borrow tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in bulk that we then relend to students really started to come apart just about a year ago.
Davis says there are two reasons behind this problem.
It's been a combination of the money becoming more expensive and then to some extent becoming impossible to get at any price. And that has left us with a challenge, of course, of how do we loan.
Davis explains that to offset these issues, the commission has raised capital by making a deal with a syndicate of credit unions throughout the state. He also says the federal government has become, in effect, a co-signer for state governments, which makes it possible for them to enter more credit markets. But he remains concerned when it comes to private student lending.
The private market for student lending has I'm not sure if it would be accurate to say it's completely dried up, but it has diminished significantly.
The most important thing for students is to turn in their free application for federal student aid as early as possible.
In Illinois, the process for applying is the same for both state and federal loans and for grants, and that is that you have to start by filling out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA, and people should be doing that right now.
In addition to Josh Ely's private loan being cut, he received it at a later date than expected. Ely says this forced him to delay buying some textbooks, making classes more difficult. Ely is uncertain about his academic future.
I don't know whether or not I'll even be able to come back next year or not. I may have to resort, take off a year and work and save enough money to come back again and finish my degree.
Ely admits he might have waited too long when applying for his own loans. He's also aware the credit crunch worsened during his sophomore year, so he plans to be more aggressive in the coming months. Ely says he'll apply to more lenders and seek more scholarships. James Rupert reporting.
In the forecast today, mostly sunny skies, much colder, the high around 35 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, the low around 18, mostly sunny Thursday, the high around 35, partly cloudy Thursday evening, the low around 22, partly sunny Friday, the high around 42, partly cloudy Friday night and Saturday, well, lows around 25, the high around 52 degrees, partly cloudy Saturday night, the low around 35. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, March 11th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.